Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Promised World by Lisa Tucker, performed by Tanya Eby. To Billy, who will never read this, and to Marley, Melissa, and Miles, who did. Yes, the scenery is magical, the illusion so complete, but every night when the curtain falls, truth comes in with darkness. No light shows from the mountain. To and fro I walk the piazza deck, haunted by Mariana's face, and many as real a story. Herman Melville, The Piazza. Chapter 1. While millions of people watched her brother die, Lila sat in her quiet office at the university, working on a paper about Herman Melville's later years. Someone else might have found it ironic that, on that very afternoon, she'd been thinking about Melville's son, who shot himself. Lila herself didn't make the connection until much later, and by then she was so lost she could only see it as an obvious sign that she should have known, that she'd failed Billy when he needed her most. Though Billy didn't shoot himself, his death was considered a suicide. Patrick, Lila's husband, had to explain it to her twice before she realized what he was saying. Her mind was working so slowly, but she finally understood that suicide by police happened enough that it had its own label. Billy had holed himself up inside a Center City, Philadelphia hotel with a rifle, unloaded but aimed at an elementary school, so a SWAT team would have to do what he couldn't or wouldn't do to himself. As far as Lila knew, Billy had never owned a gun, but she hadn't talked to her twin much in the last 2 years.